Earlier this year, during pretrial hearings for the case, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Jerry Baxter joked the trial might be held in a grocery store due to the large number of defendants. This week, Baxter made it clear all would be tried at once, and he suggested taking plea deals for those not wanting to be tried with the others. WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says that may be attractive to some of the educators.
So if you're charged with RICO, you're looking at 5 years mandatory minimum, maybe much more, and then they offer you a plea agreement to some lesser charge, well, we'll want to take that. And I really think that they overcharged the case initially in order to get guilty pleas to lesser offenses.
Ann Pate says the judge's words are not just for the defendants.
It was also intended for the prosecutors, meaning that, look, if we're going to get some of these cases resolved, you'd better be offering them some sort of reasonable plea offer, something less than RICO. You two need to get together and see if we can resolve some of these cases before I have to put that many people in a courtroom and try them all at the same time.
RICO refers to the racketeering charge all the educators are facing. Rose Scott, WABE News.